The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Last time on Red Rhino.
You know, the last time I saw Violet, Dr. Toxic had her trapped in a jar, suffocating like a bug. The incredible shrinking Violet.
Ashlyn, we want the same thing, but we have to start working together.
I don't do teamwork.
Well, for the sake of the universe, you do.
You believe in the Benefactor so much, but what if you're a part of the Empire instead of the Rebellion?
Evangeline, you move about as fast as molasses in January.
I had to get the keys to get you out. I can't believe you went after Mayor Slaymaker's money. You knew that was a fight you weren't going to win.
Didn't I? Feel like that's something worth celebrating?
Not yet. Oh, the keys don't work. You'll have to do it.
What? How?
Your head's as hard as a rock, silly.
You're asking me to run headfirst into that lock?
This is by far not the strangest thing I've told you to do.
Okay. It worked!
Well, what did you think was gonna happen?
I thought it might be one of those Abraham and Isaac scenarios. I show my faith in you, and a goat shows up to ram his head into the lock instead of me.
I've told you, I'm not a prophet.
Or
an angel.
Yeah, you told me. Not an angel, leastwise not in the way we describe angels, but you're working for a higher power, ain't you? Who's to say that ain't angelic? The things you're doing aren't divine in nature. Aren't all walks of faith just trying to stave off an oncoming apocalypse?
No. I remember all this. This isn't helping. I just need a sign.
Evangeline, what's that?
5 seconds!
Is that... It's a circle, right? It looks like a brand. But no brand I... seen. It wasn't on the door before.
Two. Wait. No. Not yet. Ashlyn, please.
Who's Ashlyn?
Memory is gone. Did you get what you were looking for?
You should have kept me in longer.
The tether holding you here was starting to fade. Listen, we've been at this all night. I thought you wanted to keep the memories you have left.
Then you hit me on the head with a whiskey bottle, and I got to thinking. You think the Emperor has no clothes, that the Benefactor doesn't have a plan. But what if a plan is hidden in plain sight? In our memories?
But you know they get erased when you jump into them, right? We can't change the past, so if we tamper with a memory, that gets erased.
Figures you'd know how to destroy rather than create.
Hey, I said I'd help.
You took my memories from me in the first place!
Not these ones. Too boring.
This isn't a joke, Ashlyn.
I know it's not a joke, Evangeline, but isn't it a little funny? I took your memories, and now you're asking me to help delete even more?
You're impossible! There has to be a pattern I've missed. That symbol. A circle with a line through the bottom and a V sitting on top of the line within the circle. I've seen it before.
Can't go back to that one. The memory is gone. Poofed, vanished.
Yes, I'm aware. Let's go. I have another moment in mind.
Well then, so sorry for your loss.
Oh, Wes, you've lost your hat again.
The worst place anyone with powers can be is London. What do you suppose would happen if I stormed into a rage?
Keep your voice down. I doubt the king would appreciate your powers.
Or rather, I suppose it is excellent I don't live in the country. I would surely dispose of a horse or two there.
Shh.
There's the shop. We should have gotten here earlier. Look at the line. The next installation of the Hound of the Baskervilles better be worth it.
I know I saw that symbol here somewhere.
Evangeline, do you think the king would hang me if he found out?
There it is, in the window, but what does it mean?
But we're more modern than that. It's 1901 after all. When
one
I'm gone, who comes after me?
One, that's it. There must be a code. After you. You won't ever go away, Wes. We'll find a way.
But you said I'm not the first. That there have been other versions of me that haven't managed to...
Yes, but I'm making sure we will succeed.
But what if we don't? Even Sherlock Holmes! Arthur Conan Doyle killed the world's greatest detective.
So what are you saying, Wes? That I should just give up and we barrel forward like some despondent Star Destroyer?
Star Destroyer?
Never mind. Get me out, Ashlyn.
I simply meant... Well, everything has to come to an end, doesn't it?
Well...
There's a code. I'm sure of it.
What are you looking for? Perhaps I can help.
Get those gleaming eyes away from me. You're just here to help me drop into these memories.
Why must you insist on doing things the hard way?
Because someone took away the memories I had that possibly held the answer.
You lived through all these. What makes you think the answer lies in the past? If it did, wouldn't you have already saved the universe?
No. No, there's something different about these, about what I'm seeing.
You keep saying that. And look, I believe you, I guess, but this is an exercise in futility. Spinning your wheels until you find, what, the magic button? Some sort of crystal ball that answers and solves everything? You know that doesn't exist.
Be careful or I'll handcuff you back to the chair.
This has always been your problem, you know. You won't listen to anyone other than yourself.
Because I'm the only one here who knows what's going on.
Do you? Not even the benefactor.
Put me back in.
So you want everyone else to listen to you, even if it's a bad idea?
Give me your hands!
Hey!
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Where are we? I remember this moment, but I don't recognize...
Phoenix. 1-10-23, 52-26.
Yes. The death of the star. It's very beautiful. Tragic, but beautiful. Now where is it?
I wish Lorne were here to see this. They would have loved this.
I'm so sorry we couldn't save them.
They wouldn't have loved to see the star destroyed, but... There's something beautiful in death, isn't there?
What? No.
The way the black hole consumes the star. It has this feeling of inevitability. Don't you think?
Ashlyn, are you doing this?
What are you talking about?
This moment. I remember this moment being difficult, but sweet. We connected over loss. Your loss of Lorne and my loss of you, and... There's the symbol again. But I would have noticed it.
Wouldn't we all be better off if I just...
Four!
And embraced my destiny?
No! Four. Left. Who is that?
It's Michael. Once more into the breach. Have to finish Lauren's research. Even if it kills us.
No, Wes.
It's inevitable.
explain yourself.
What?
You did this.
You grabbed me, which, not cool, by the way.
You poisoned all my memories.
That's ridiculous.
Then why aren't my memories what I remember? Why is this symbol appearing over and over again, and a number replacing the words Wes is saying?
Memories aren't infallible, Evangeline.
But mine are. At least they were until you put a virus in it.
I didn't put a virus in your memories.
There's a missing piece to your story. Like my memories, there's something not adding up in your explanation. What is it?
You're the golden child. Can't you figure it out?
That's it, isn't it?
What?
You're jealous.
Of you? Please.
No, not of me. The shrinking Violet.
Leave her out of this.
She's why you did this. Why you did all of this.
I said it's because I wanted to win.
Because she lost.
Are you ready for the next memory?
Not if you damage them.
I didn't damage them, Evangeline. The benefactor bends over backwards for Wes, and therefore for you. You were given the one superhero the benefactor couldn't stand to see fail. So what does that mean for the rest of us? I didn't damage anything. What you're seeing is what happened.
Then show it to me again.
You know the rules better than I do, Evangeline. They're lost.
Nothing is lost.
Well, these are.
They're abstract concepts. They're like everything else in our lives. They're just a little harder to reach. The symbol has to mean something.
They went to the memory dump. The great nothing, the void, whatever you want to call it. They're gone.
There has to be a way.
Well, there's not.
You doomed us. You know that?
Stop trying to blame me!
Your petty jealousy will be the cause of destruction for the entire multiverse!
Don't you think that's a problem?
Doesn't mean it's not true.
That everything rests on the shoulders of this one hapless boy trying to figure out his life.
What do you want me to say, Ashlyn? No, it doesn't make any sense. No, it's not fair. But wishing won't change truth.
It's not a little weird to you?
Get me back in.
You can't...
I'm not... The symbol. I remember another place I saw it, I think. Please.
Tonight, we celebrate. For tomorrow, we carry on our quest. To the north! May we rid our land of evil. Now this be the finest whiskey you'll ever taste. Upon my honor, wizard.
Come on, Wes, help me find the answer.
What's that? I think I still have an ogre in mine ear.
Nothing. Wait, on the bottle, the symbol.
A bottle of the finest whiskey for
five.
And me to share. Once we vanquish the benefactor and those looking to slay us.
But what makes you think we will do it?
Oi?
You seem so sure. That we had a chance to change what seems so definite.
Well, of course we do. There's always a chance to save our future.
Do you really believe that?
I mean, not always.
Then why act as if you do?
Just because I don't always believe something doesn't make it not true.
Then why keep moving forward?
Because there's no other direction worth moving towards.
I don't think I ever told you about where I came from. Not in any of the timelines. It doesn't really matter, that's why I didn't say anything. But I was once a human. A shop girl, I think they're called. I don't know where. They strip your past from you when you become a timekeeper. There is no before. You live to serve the benefactor. Timekeepers have no choice but to barrel blindly onward.
I think you always have a choice. That's what's so great about living.
This really is good whiskey. I wish you could have shared it with me. Ashlyn!
So, are we done now? Have you enjoyed your fruitless trip down memory lane?
It wasn't fruitless. Four numbers. But if it's 1 through 5, I'm missing one. I miss him.
You're not going to get me to commiserate. Yours just ran away. Mine's dead, remember?
He always reminded me why I do this.
Why?
There's always a choice. I know where the last one is. Show me.
Show you what?
You may have erased my memories, but you still have the one I need. And you will show it to me now.
No. No, Evangeline. I helped you. Remember that I helped you.
By putting me in this position. By trying to destroy everything.
I didn't. I was grieving.
That doesn't absolve you.
Please. Don't make me remember.
I need to see it now.
I hate this place.
Why?
It's savage. Brutal. We learned about Vikings in one of the inane history classes. It reminded me of this place. A timeline filled with warriors. There's Wes. Are you sure you want to see this again?
I don't remember the first time. But I know. I know I'm missing a word, and this is the only place it makes sense. I heard it was bloody.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Why have you made Evangeline suffer?
I'm so sorry, Wes.
Sorry?
I'm looking for a symbol. What did Evangeline say? It's a circle with a line at the bottom and a V standing on the line.
I don't trust you.
So, no symbol then?
Laura told me what happened. How you set about taking Evangeline's memories. And Michael! You sent Michael off on a fool's mission!
Maybe it will all turn out right in the end. Maybe this is part of fate, these squabbles. Maybe the benefactor made it happen this way.
There it is.
The benefactor does breathe. Choose our fate. We choose it for ourselves.
Please, Evangeline, did you get what you needed?
Not yet.
Please don't make me do this.
Do what?
Wes said we get to choose our fate. We don't have to make the same mistakes, right? When faced with the past, can't we change it? Change the memories to be what we wish they were?
You can't run, Aislinn!
Do it! Show me how you killed him! Let me remember!
No! It's gone now. From both of us. We don't have to ever remember!
That doesn't change anything.
What? The handcuffs? I thought we were working together.
What did that Wes say? Ah, yes. I don't trust you.
Did you get what you need?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was right.
Evangeline? Evangeline!
Did Angelo leave the lights on again? Honestly, the school is going to start getting suspicious. Angelo, I have something to tell you. But first, you cannot sleep here. The school frowns on...
Hi, Evangeline. I'm back.
Red Rhino is created and written by Megan Fitzmartin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley, and produced by Lenita Harless, with music and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein as Wes Whitaker, Hershey Wingler as Evangeline, and Kimberly Woods as Ashlyn August. Our Season 2 theme features Lauren Miller on the viola and violin, and Alexis Leon on the bassoon. Theme recording engineer was Emmanuel Ramos, assisted by Samuel Morris and mastered by Daniel Eaton. Thanks to Mary Mansion for our logo. And thanks to our amazing Patreons for supporting us. We'd like to give a special shout out to Megan Fitzgerald. Please consider supporting us by going to patreon.com/Red Rhino Podcast. Red Rhino will return in January 2020.